Well, you can't really chew it.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new 2015 spring break edition of Sonic Safari. Across from me is Zane. Hi, Zane.
Hi, Jason. We're getting spring break crazy.
No, we're not, but...
I forgot.
We're here.
We are in the heart of spring break in Florida. I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling a little warm. Maybe it's the bourbon.
Maybe it's my wet t-shirt.
Ooh. So, I was away for a while, and Zane bought me some nice Christmas gifts. One of them is a cardboard coffee cup sleeve from the now-defunct Kiss Coffee House.
How could such an amazing idea for a coffee house? How could it go under? I mean, you've got Kiss selling coffee, which seems to go hand in hand. Who doesn't think of an awesome Kiss song every morning when you wake up and you want to get a cup of coffee, especially when it's served hotter than hell?
All right. It could be that it's, and it's not really an idea that's ahead of its time. In fact, it's maybe a little late to the party, but, you know, coffee never goes out of style.
Well, coffee doesn't go out of style, but apparently Kiss does, and that's probably what caused the downfall of the business. I wonder if they had a black diamond roast.
The other thing that Zane got me was a couple packs of vintage Gong Show trading cards. So I'm just going to, you know,
we'll
bust open...
We'll open those later. That will be exciting.
Sure. And Zane has already called dibs on the gum. So, all right, we're going to get this thing going.
Me time. Oh, that's cute. Pretty cute.
Suck it to me. Oh, suck it to me, baby. Sucking it to me. Oh, super! You know, if this is what they call funky, it's a bit of all right.
Comes to fellows, why she's got a flock, cause she's the AIDS wonder of the world. She's got a, by George, that would open your eyes. She's got a, my world, that could win her a prize. And when she, with her, you can ask all the guys, why she's the AIDS wonder of the world. She's got a nose, it's really flat, 300 pounds. It's all fat. The other girls will tell you she's this and she's that, but she's the eighth wonder of the world. She's got a, by George, that would open your eyes. She's got a, by a world, that could win her a prize. And when she, with her, you can ask all the guys why she's the eighth wonder of the world. The other girl, they brag a lot. Fancy clothes, and who knows what. But still I know, they're wishing they'd had what she's got. Cause she's the eighth wonder of the world. She's got a, by George, that would open your eyes. She's got a, my world, that could win her a prize. And when she, with her, you can ask all the guys why she's the eighth wonder of the world. She's the eighth wonder of the world. I tell you, she's got a, by George, that would open your eyes. She's got a, my world, that could win her a prize. And when she, with her, you can ask all the guys why she's the eighth wonder of the world. I tell you. Here she comes now. Quickly, Harry, slam the door. Too late. Now we're in for it.
Thank you.
Compilation called Play That Beat, Mr. Raja. We heard some title music by Ilaiyaraja. We also heard Larry Storch with Eighth Wonder of the World.
F Troop Superstar.
Never watched F Troop.
I watched everything. Because everything was good when I was a kid.
Is Larry Storch British? Or is he affecting an accent?
Was
he British in F Troop?
He didn't have a British accent on the show.
Oh, all right.
No.
Somebody who did have a British accent was Judy Carn, who doing Sakatumi from Laugh-In.
I had a book club. We read her autobiography, The Laughing on the Inside, Crying on the Outside. No, it was Crying on the Outside, Laughing on the Inside.
You never had a book club.
Laughing on the Outside, Crying on the Inside. That was it. The downward spiral of the... No, I didn't have a book club. But if I did, we'd have that book in it. I got a lot of cool books to offer.
I'm sure you do. We started that, our Spring Break 2015 podcast with...
Wet T-shirt contest in the shed. Woo-woo! I won.
With Funk With Us by Ralph Lowe.
I got the Minnie Pearl autobiography. I think you gave that to me as a Christmas gift. That's around here. We could read that. I've got a large collection of Mad paperbacks. Mm-hmm. They'd be fun to read. They have pictures.
How about the Chuck Barris autobiography?
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. I got that in hardcover.
You want to go shopping for music? Head down to Confusion Records. They've got the best collection of records you've ever seen in your entire life. Super dynamite outstanding group of records that are there. You'll be in there for hours, I swear to you. You'll be looking through the jazz. You'll be looking through the punk rock. You'll be trying to find rock and roll. You'll come across, oh, what is this? Van Halen? Heck yeah, man, they've got it at Confusion Records. All you got to do is swing on by 848 Park Avenue in Lake Park, Florida.
The story you're about to hear is true.
A man is beating his wife to death.
Call the law, call the law.
Here comes the fuzz, all out of breath. But who gets hit with a mustard jar?
John Fuzz.
Me not for the law.
John Fuzz.
Walking his red feet,
banana peel, banana peel.
Somebody threw them in the street, but who fell down and broke his seat?
Poor John, John Fuzz.
Five little boys were stealing a car.
Honk you boys, honk you boys.
One kid hit the button hard, but guess who?
That's all.
I want this dance on. I see the light on. I think I better knock. Get up, Mel.
Man, I'm up. What's the matter with you beating and banging like you crazy, man?
Man, I'm getting ready to go down to Zeke's parking basement.
Well, man, are you sure going down there? I went down there yesterday.
What they got down there?
They got some old shoes down there.
What kind of shoes?
They got some Buster Brown.
Buster Brown?
Yeah, man. They brown on top and bust at the bottom.
Well, again.
Got some patent leather.
Patent leather?
Yeah, man. Leather on top and feet patting the ground.
How about the suit?
Oh, they got some Lord Taylor-made suits down there.
Lord Taylor-made suits?
Yeah, man, can you get your old lady, man?
What kind is that?
Like a Taylor-made, Lord knows your old lady need one.
Okay, man, you want to talk about my old lady, huh?
Oh, man, like Jack, you just gotta face the facts, man, like she raggedy.
Okay, boss.
Been down Freddy's snack bar lately?
Man, that's the best eating place in town.
Yeah, man, what you have?
I made a Western-style sandwich.
Western-style sandwich? Man, I had me a Wonder Bread sandwich.
Wonder Bread sandwich?
Yeah, man. It's two slices of bread and you wonder where the meat went.
I bet that was delicious.
Well, man. You see Zeke's old lady, man?
Man, I heard she was a mess.
She is, but I saw her the other day in a polka-dot bikini.
That wasn't a polka-dot bikini she had on.
What was it, man?
That was Zeke's underwear.
And you hear about that fight down the candy store?
What, right?
Two suckers got licked.
Balls, baby. What?
His teeth so yellow that his tonsils gotta wear sunglasses.
He got some bald teeth.
Yeah, man. You know what Zeke told me he said for grace?
What did he tell you?
He said, please, Lord, for speed my feet. Cause the first one to our table gets to eat.
Guess what he says for prayer?
What, man?
Said, now lay me down his number.
Uh-huh.
I pray, Lord, hit the number.
Yeah, man.
5 times before I wake. Put 5 cents on Z98.
Did you say amen?
No, I ain't said.
Why not?
Ain't been my personality, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I agree with you. I reckon I'll be seeing you then.
Okay.
Man, I got to take myself another nap.
I got to take myself a band.
Yeah, man, you sure do need one.
Okay, man. Don't get personal.
Okay, okay. Man, I ain't mean to joke. Okay, I see
Bonesy, 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 mais qu'est-ce que c'est? Bonesy, bonesy, bon.
Quoi?
Bonesy, bonesy, bon.
Quoi?
Bonesy, bonesy, bon.
Quoi?
Bonesy, bonesy, bon.
Quoi?
Bonesy, 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 bon.
Mais qu'est-ce que c'est?
Bonsy, 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 bonsy,
mais qu'est-ce que c'est?
Bonsy, bonsy, bon.
Quoi?
Bonsy, bonsy, bon.
Quoi?
Bonsy, bonsy, bon.
Quoi?
Bonsy, bonsy, bon.
Quoi?
Bonsy, 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 bon.
Mais qu'est-ce que c'est? C'est la pause café.
Bonsoir, 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 bon.
C'est la pause café, la pause café.
Ah!
What do you got there, Zane?
Cinnamon oil. Okay. It's unrelated to any of the songs. I was just going to sniff
it. Okay. I mean, here I am doing the backtrack, and you're just getting up and walking away.
You startled me. I didn't know you were starting that quickly. I was going to make cinnamon toothpicks, but apparently this is, even though it's 100% pure cinnamon oil, it's for aromatherapy, and it says not to be ingested.
Oh, well then don't make toothpicks with that.
When I was in middle school and you got cinnamon oil, you didn't have to worry about it being for aromatherapy. You could make some toothpicks out of it. Sorry, that was a nice song you played. What were you talking about?
That was Mais Qu'est-ce que c'est by Big Jones. I also heard some Funny Talk by Mr. Bo Diddley. Jimmy White with The Relations doing a song called Diamond Coated Banana Bush. And starting that set off was the Virginia's Employment Commission with John Fuzz. Let me do it again. John Fuzz.
Nice inflection.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. It says not even to get this cinnamon oil on your skin. You're pregnant women. Don't let children touch it.
Oh, well then, yeah.
I just wanted to make some toothpicks.
They know their drinks of Waterworks.
Oh, yeah. For example, you go in, you say, I want a Bermuda Butt Runner. You know what you get?
What?
Nothing.
But on the house?
It's not a drink. It's not real, and they know this. So they don't waste your time looking it up. They'll be like, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not going to waste your time. That's not a real drink.
That's expertise.
Okay, I'll have a Mahatma Joey.
Again, not a drink.
Very good. You should try out. It's a lot harder than you think it is.
I don't think so.
Really? One gin soldier.
No, it's not one.
Boomerang
nope.
Lady.
Not one. Not a drink.
Pineapple Princess Stick.
Waterworks, 1133 Thomasville Road, Tallahassee. Open 7 days.
Coconut Lucky Spot.
That could be one.
Couldn't
that could
it?
Be one.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Paranoid, done up in overblown fashion by Rolf Kuhn. And rounding out a little bit of a Schlager and Roll set on this ever-increasingly stellar Spring Break 2015 Sonic Safari podcast. We also heard Hugo Strasser with School's Out, Chico Arnez doing a whole lot of love, and starting it off with 20th Century Boy by Frank Valdor. So we were watching Without Warning from 1980, starring Larry Storch, which, Zane, you saw that as a youngin.
That was a pivotal movie for me. 1980 was the year my sister started sneaking me into rated R movies. So, yeah, Without Warning was pretty badass. It was my favorite film for a long time. But with rewatching, it's not my favorite film. It's entertaining in parts.
Yes.
Larry Storch, kind of insignificant in the grand scheme of that movie. But cool alien. Looked pretty badass. Looked like
something from the Outer Limits.
Yeah. Throwing those little fleshy frisbees that grab onto you, and it's got little tentacles, and they drill into your head, and this, like, egg yolk oozes out. That's all pretty cool. Because you don't know, is the egg yolk coming from the creature, or is it somehow getting extracted from your body?
Right. It almost looked like the little fleshy thing was getting really excited and was just oozing yellow stuff.
And the alien is hunting human prey, which apparently, and I just read this by looking it up on Wikipedia, this was like the inspiration for what became the Predator series, but he wasn't even really very good at throwing the frisbees. The little fleshy frisbees, they sometimes hit the person, but it seemed more random. Like, he had really bad aim. He wasn't quick.
Nope.
So, anyway.
Not terribly smart. He stood by the shack where there was lots of dynamite and just sort of looked around, wondering what he was going to do next, and then he got blown up. But there's also, in addition to Larry Storch, you know, they packed a little more star power with Jack Palance and Martin Landau, who did their best to chew up the scenery.
There was a lot of overacting for a little movie, little sci-fi movie. Yeah, no, 1980 was a wonderful time to get snuck into rated R movies. At Caddyshack, I think one of my first topless scenes, Blues Brothers came out that year. Octagon with Chuck Norris. Doesn't get any better than that.
Nope.
Oh, Empire Strikes Back. The best Star Wars film. That was a good year.
Xanadu, Motel Hell, and the Gong Show movie.
Oh, man. I didn't get to see that in theaters. I saw it when I was in college, but I think I was on some sort of medication. It's the last time I saw it.
That's
all very hazy.
Good way to watch the Gong Show movie. It is a good movie, though. I'm serious.
The unknown comic is funny. My favorite director is Peter Bogdanovich. Have you met my wife? She's a bag lady. Then he pulls out those little beer-sized bags. Have you seen pictures of my kids? He tosses those out one by one. That's all good stuff. Xanadu's nice, too.
What's this? It's five of these.
That's offensive.
Bum bum. I like the girls in hot pants, like girls in hot pants.
Hot pants.
Like the girls in hot pants, these girls for me.
Hot pants, hot pants.
Sitting at the table the other night, just about half full asleep. Along came this chick, boy, oh boy, I jumped to my feet. I like the girls in hot pants, like the girls in hot pants.
Hot pants.
I like the girls in hot pants, these girls for me.
Hot pants, hot pants, hot pants.
Fashion used to be down to their feet.
There's
to be above their knees. If it gets any shorter, they'll be afraid to sneeze. Oh, I like the girls in hot pants.
Hot pants.
Oh, I like the girls in hot pants.
Hot pants, hot pants.
Oh, I like the girls in hot pants.
Hot pants, hot pants.
Hot pants, hot pants, hot pants.
Honey, why don't you get me a pair of them hot pants?
With a figure like you got?
What's wrong with my figure anyway?
Nothing if you'll get it all together. I like the girl in hot pants.
Hot pants, hot pants, hot pants.
I like the girl in hot pants. The fashion used to be down to their feet, then it got to be above their knees. It gets any shorter, boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's the end of my song.
Honey, come help me get these hot pants on.
I'm long gone.
She's my hot pants girl, she's got rhythm and motion, she's the only girl for me. She's my hot pants girl, all the boys seem to love her, but she's only crazy for me. She can really swing down the street, she's got every eye and I love her so. She's my hot pants girl, knock on their nest and dance, baby always treat me right. Come and learn to dance, find a true romance, baby hot pants is in today. You got rhythm in motion, fancy locomotion, baby I'm gonna dance with you. She can really swing down the street, she's got every eye and I love her so. She's my hot pants girl, come on give me a whirl, baby we'll find a true romance. Girl, all the boys seem to love her. lonely, crazy for me. She can really swing down the street. She's got every eye and I love her so. She's my hot pants girl, knock on their nest dance. Maybe always treat me right. Come and learn to dance, find a true romance. Baby, hot pants is in today. You've got rhythm in motion, fancy locomotion. Baby, I'm gonna dance with you. She can really swing down the street. She's got every eye and I love her so. She's my hot pants girl, come on give me a whirl. Baby, we'll find a true romance. She's my hot pants girl, she's got rhythm and motion. Come on baby, won't you give me a whirl. She's my hot pants girl, come and learn to dance. Baby, we'll find a true romance. She's got rhythm and motion.
Sonic Safari, putting the ass in podcast.
What's mama gonna say when she sees my picture unrolled? Wearing nothing but my birthday suit in the centerfold. What's daddy gonna preach next Sunday after he's seen the center attraction in the feature section of the Playmore magazine? But I found out the hard way, luck don't grow on trees. $1 million mile ain't worth a dime, let the girls start saying cheap. What's mama gonna say when she sees my picture unrolled? Wearing nothing but my birthday suit in the centerfold. What's daddy gonna preach next Sunday after he's seen center attraction in the feature section of the Playboy magazine? The $50 bill mama gave me for luck didn't last very long. Dreams die hard, but they die fast when the country girl's all alone. I didn't make the Opry stage, and I'm not a movie green, but I'm the center attraction in the feature section of the Playmore magazine. What's mama gonna say when she sees my picture unrolled? Wearing nothing but my birthday suit in the centerfold. What's daddy gonna preach next Sunday after he's seen
meeting of much less surprised than Mrs. Wilson walked stark naked into the room. And as she shook her ass up to the blackboard, I still laugh at the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Cherry Hill PTA." "Well, Mr. Williams, he's sitting there, and nine times he's asked me to scurry. And Mrs. Williams lays that nasty on across the street when the lights are there. And Mr. Sanders knocks his secretary up in his waiting room lounge. And shouldn't someone tell Mrs. Smith to quit chatting up with the milkman on his round? Well, Mr. Daniels couldn't come because he's getting his jollies with Queer Billy once again. And just 6 inches won't satisfy Sadie Dawson. She has to have as much as 10. And then you sit there and you tell me I shouldn't let my little daughter take a bit. Well, this is just a little Greenwick village and you're all a bunch of Cherry Hill Greens. Well, I wouldn't tell you no damn lies, cause it really did. It happened just that way. The day my mama showed her ass at that Cherry Hill PTA.
That was Patsy Sharp with Cherry Hill PTA. A saucier version of the Harper Valley PTA.
Oh, yeah.
Gracie D, center feature in the Playmore magazine. Before that, Jim Dandy with Hot Pants Girl. Dick Kent with Hot Pants. And Dick Cooper. A couple of dicks with hot pants there to start the set off. Very nice. And that Harper Valley spoof comes from a glorious time in the 1970s where you could just take any song and turn it into a movie. Like Harper Valley PTA the movie. And then the television show.
Was there a television show?
There was, and it had Larry Storch in it. It all comes full circle. It starred Barbara Eden in both, but yeah, he pops up a lot. And you had Convoy. Awesome song, awesome movie. And I know they made a movie, Ode to Billy. Is it Billy Joe? I know the song that he jumps off a bridge, right, and kills himself.
Is the Tallahatchie one? Bridge.
Yeah, they made a movie. I didn't watch that, though. I don't think I actually saw the movie, but I'm pretty sure there's a movie.
I saw the movie.
Was it sad?
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
The song's sad.
The song is actually a little funkier than maybe the subject matter deserves.
It's amazing they didn't make they should have made a Seasons in the Sun movie. The guy could have just walked around for 90 minutes saying bye to people.
That also would have been sad.
It would have been a little monotonous. Just
right.
A lot of people to say goodbye to.
Maybe if they'd combine, like, say, Shannon, Wildfire, Seasons in the Sun, kind of made a mashup of all those songs and just had...
to one really sad tribute to 70 songs via film.
Right, but have a narrative. So, like, the guy's dog, Shannon, dies, and then at the same day that the dog dies, he goes to the doctor and finds out he has cancer, and he's gonna die. So he has to tell his little girl that he's going away.
But she's on the other side of the country, and the only way he can get there in time before he passes away is in a dune buggy, and he gets chased by the local law enforcement officers who have southern accents. And they're like, "Goo, we're going to get him. Hey, you better slow down." And he, like, tears off all the way across the country in a dune buggy. And then he gets to say goodbye right before he dies. But, like, lots of jumping over bridges. And maybe something would be on fire and he'd have to, like, jump over that. That would make it cool.
Yeah.
But I think Dom DeLuise should show up and talk him out of it.
I
Now you put your right foot on the left and you bring your left foot down. With your hand in your pocket and your chin up high, you turn about halfway around. Don't do the double shuffle or the Jackson try, cause you might be a dancing in an unhip bag. It's a folk country discotheque, soft rock, contemporary, abstract expressionism, word, movie, flower power, hard ragga, neo, bluegrass, stone, billy, dirty, boogie, freaked out and coming on in jelly bean, psychedelic stomp. Now you spread your knees and dance on your toes, across your finger on the end of your nose, drag your elbows down on the floor and turn a somersault, and then you do it once more, and then back in the middle with a do-si-do, but a little more sigh and a little less dough, down on your belly with your knees up tight, and roll out the door till you plumb outside. Now you put your right foot on the left and you bring your left foot down. With your hand in your pocket and your chin up high, you turn about halfway around. Don't do the double shuffle or the Jackson drag, cause you might be a dancing in an unhip bag. It's a folk country discotheque, soft rock, contemporary, abstract expressionism, word, movie, flower power, hard rag, a neo, stone, billy, dirty, boogie, freaked out, and coming on a jelly bean, psychedelic star. Discotheque, soft rock, contemporary, abstract expressionism, word, movie, flower, power, hard rag, and neo, bluegrass, stone, billy, dirty, boogie, freaked out, and coming on, jelly bean, psychedelic stomp.
Loves the bongo, I love the band.
From Bobby Sherman and his friends with Happiness Is. Gene Shepherd with He Plays the Bongo, I Play the Banjo. Jackie Powers doing New River Train. And starting that set was John Hartford with The Category Stomp.
Yeah, at the weird Baptist school I went to, we had a gong show when I was like in third grade, and I know our principal would do a pretty spot-on Chuck Barris, and then the kids would get up and do crappy comedy routines or singing or dancing, and the teachers would actually gong us. And once you got gonged, that was it. We enjoyed it, but looking back on it, it seems like in today's culture, you wouldn't be allowed to gong kids for anything they do. You have to give them positive reinforcement. The gong's not a positive reinforcement tool, but a valuable learning opportunity on what you need to brush up on.
Sure. All right, are we done with this?
I have some good news.
Oh, okay.
If we want to include Larry Storch in our film, he's still alive. He's 93, doing okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, Jason. I thought these gong show cards would be more interesting for a gift. In the two packs, you got a lot of repeat cards. I don't know. I was hoping for maybe a J.P. Morgan flashing her boobs card. That'd be nice. That happened on the show. They censored it, but it'd be nice to have it on a card.
Yeah, it would be. I still like the cards, though.
Hey, well, the bright side is we still have the gum that goes with these cards, and there's two sticks, one for each pack. So I have a stick, and you have a stick. We can both enjoy a crumbly pink taste of the 70s. Hey, let's close the show with trying to chew this gum.
All right, I'll let you do that.
Well, no, you have to join me.
No,
you have a stick. Yours is stuck to the back of the J.P. Morgan sticker. Peel that off.
I'm not going to eat this gum.
Just take the gum off for a second.
I do not want to put that in my mouth.
I think you're looking at the bad side. If you peel it off, the other side will look more enticing.
Even you admit there's a bad side. Maybe I want to hold on to my gum for another 40 years. You can eat yours.
If you're in downtown Fort Pierce, Florida, be sure to visit Tom and Yuko at P.P. Cobb's General Store. Wonderful food creations complemented with an outstanding beer selection. Any six beers for $10.75. Let's eat the gum.
All right, you eat the gum.
You're not going to join me for this. All right. Here we go.
Whoa. You can't really chew it. Oh, man.
It's probably more like eating an eraser at this point.
It turns into a weird chalky dust. It has the essence of... There's a familiar... It's familiar. The taste... Yeah, I mean, it's there, just in a weird dissolving powdery... I'm going to spit this out. Yeah.
Well, thanks everybody for sticking it out for another Sonic Safari podcast. Spring Break 2015. And Zane's hurling over the balcony.
I mean, it's more of the texture that is unappealing. You can't chew it. It just it goes into like this. It's like a drywall paste, but it still has the essence of that flavor from the 70s.
All right. Well, I hope it brought you back, even for just a moment.
Just give it a try. It's not terrible.
Nope. Nope.
No? You're not a danger seeker. I mean, it's just going to go to waste there stuck on the back of the J.P. Morgan card.
In its current state, it is still a rectangular piece of gum from 1977. And I like it that way.
I want to watch the Gong Show movie now. Wish you had a copy of that. Good night, everybody.
Another 300 years.